Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Insurance Insights podcast by Policy Bazaar. I'm your host Vaibhav and today's episode is brought to you by Policy Bazaar for Business, the corporate insurance division of Policy Bazaar. I am honored and thrilled to be introducing to you our next guest of today, Mr. Chandra Kumar CS, the Chief Human Resources Officer and Head of Customer Experience at Vartana. Vartana has been a catalyst for revolutionizing finances and have been empowering students to make education more affordable and accessible across schooling and college side of things. Welcome Chandra sir to the show and thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you, Vaibhav.
So sir, since Vartana has been in this business for more than a decade now, can you tell our viewers a little bit more about what exactly does Vartana do and what do you stand for? What are the mission and vision values of the company?
Thank you, Vaibhav, for considering Vartana, and it is a pleasure meeting you. Vartana, as an organization, the word itself, Vartana, is derived from the Sanskrit word Parivartan, which kind of stands for transformation. So we are India's largest school loan provider. There are other banks or NBFCs are providing school loans, but as an exclusive school loan, probably Vartana is the largest as of now. We are existing for last 11 years. This is our 11th year. We have a presence across 15 states in India, around 40-41 branches we have. From an employee strength point, we are around 700 plus employees as of now. And if you look at our how we are transforming our vision, or how we are working towards our vision of transforming the affordable education, is that you look at, there are two parameters as far as education is concerned. One is the access, how fast or how accessible the education is. Second is the quality. So if you look at the government sector, the accessibility is very high. You can immediately get an admission in a school. And if you could look at the private sector, the high quality education accessibility is limited. So we are actually trying to bring it there to make the accessibility and the quality somewhere catering to the larger population. So that is the role, and private players have a very good role to play in it. So that is the place where Vartana come into picture. And we generally give loans to the societies or this trust who are running these educational institutions. You cannot run an education as a profitable business in India. It is should be done under some society or trust or that model, right? So the banking norms, these education entities don't fall under in a regular banking norm. So this is the area where Vartana has pitched in. See, our job is not just to give some money to school and collect the EMI amount. That we have never thought about that. Our passion is to make the school moving to a trajectory of quality and accessibility. Yeah, and we are trying to explore all possible options to support a school. And we actually came up with a lot of products also as per the requirements of these customers, right? So that is the way we are actually looking at this particular aspect and trying to help the schools. So these are all the things which is very fulfilling. You know, I'm with Vartana for last, this is my 8th year with Vartana. So I've seen how this organization is grown, and I'm well connected to the purpose of this organization, right? And I was leading the HR team for some time in Vartana, and last year I took over the customer experience also. So this is the larger perspective about Vartana.
And this is also one of the rarer times that I see a single individual being the chief of human resources and also the head of, you know, customer excellence and customer experience. So I just want to understand, and how exactly does this work internally? How did it come into being, and can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
So I'm handling both the HR function and the CX customer experience function in the Vartana. The HR function, I started with the HR function, in fact, and Vartana have been continuously in the Great Place to Work, one of the best companies in India trajectory for the last 5 years, and this is the 6th year we got again certified. And last year we were third position in the best mid-sized companies in India, and in Asia we ranked 9. So from the people practices, Vartana has been very strong over the last 7 years with the help of the leadership, the managers, the team, and the most importantly, the values which the Vartana holds. So our values actually stand for doing the right thing, unlocking potential, serve others, and having fun. So the entire culture of this organization is built on these four values and philosophy, which is always highly people oriented. Our focus is on people. We love nurturing talents because we work in a segment which is on the transformation, and this word transformation is inbuilt in Vartana, and it is glued to every people who are working closely with Vartana, whether it is our customers, whether it is our employees, whether it is our managers, leaders, everyone actually carry this. We are trying to develop the customer experience on the base of the culture. Yes, we have a very strong culture. Apart from that, the new modes of connecting to the people, because if you look at the society, the digitalized people are there, people who are transforming to the digital mode is there, people who are doesn't have too much access to digital is there. There is a lot of analytics data which is available, which can actually help us predict the people behavior, which will help us to give a better service to them. So we are using these kind of tools blended with a culture strategy to provide a excellent, exceptional customer experience to the people. We started this journey and we are moving towards that.
And you mentioned that you know, the business is spread across the country and you operate in more than 15 states as of today. I'm sure that you know, brings its own set of unique challenges and unique problems that you're trying to solve. Can you explain a little bit more about those things and how exactly are the solutions that we have basically curated over the past couple of years, how have they evolved and how has the business evolved over the recent past?
We have doubled, tripled our employee strength over last couple of years, and we are now around 700-750 employee organization, which is spread across all the geographies. You can, again, I told you that 41 branches. Our farthest branch is located in Jalandhar, and the nearest one is in the Bangalore itself, right? So the challenge from an HR standpoint is how you cater the same culture, same services to the people who are spread across. And again, we start with the base is our values. You know, our all our philosophies start there, and we have managed to provide a strong culture, like I told you earlier, by giving a proper leadership level engagement across the locations. Based on this culture plus the technological capabilities we have built in over a period, I would tell you that in HR it is almost 100% paperless we are running. So that means anybody, any employee in India can get any HR services accessible through the technology without any use of paper. The reachability, accessibility for them also is really good. Now we put a lot of effort, a lot of investment on people, whether it is in their learning and growth, supporting them in terms of getting their work done. And we never create unnecessary pressure in the system, right? I mean, some philosophies are like that. You put too much of pressure, the best we will get. We never do that. Our philosophy towards people is that we basically look at 4 or 5 things very importantly, whether it is there for the employee. The first and foremost thing is that whether we have communicated employee what to do, is employee clear about what they're supposed to do? Right. The second thing is that whether we have trained this person properly, that how it is supposed to be done, whether training, whether enough knowledge we have shared, skill we have, or skill capabilities we have built to the person to deliver those responsibilities. The third thing we always look at is that whether are we providing enough resources and support for that person to get his job done. And the fourth thing is that are we providing enough recognition and motivation to the person to get the work done, or we are creating toxicity or negativity to get this. So that is the fourth part. And fifth part is that whether that job is kind of exciting for the person. Is there any learning growth opportunities we are giving for that person, right? These 5 things we will ensure for all the jobs and roles in this organization. We call it as 5 rights of employees in Vartana.
I also want to understand that how do you ensure that your employees are motivated, and how do you ensure that the same culture, the same vision that originates out of HQ is also, you know, cascaded to your employees, which are spread across the country, and how do you drive a singularity between those employees more from a motivation and wellness point of view?
So from the growth perspective, we are not just looking at giving a promotion over a period of time, or just increasing the salary or compensation just to meet the employee aspiration. It is about making an employee better aligned to their aspirations and the need of the organization. So this is on the learning and growth aspect. And if I look at the wellness aspects of it, the first thing we strongly believe on the wellness is that creating a conducive environment for employee to work. That is where the wellness starts. If an organizational culture is not supporting a physical or mental or emotional wellness of an employee, whatever which we are provided is not gonna work, because employee is always under stress. So We train our managers, we invest time in our managers to ensure that they are good people managers. We create ventilating systems where employee can raise any concern in terms of the managerial deficiencies or grievances. We listen to them and we solve them. People feel that always there is a support for them.
And you know, you've been consistently ranked in the Great Places to Work list. So what are the key decisions that you and your team have probably made to ensure that your employees are happy, they are motivated, and they, you know, are all driven towards a single mission of what you're also trying to drive internally as a management team?
So we have a formal policy of Be Healthy, a documented policy of Be Healthy, which talk about physical, social, emotional, the mental or emotional and financial wellness. So in the terms of the financial wellness, we have created the systems for the NPAs and wherever people want to invest, voluntary provident funds, best advice on the taxation, giving flexibility for the people to manage their financials. If they have any kind of a financial emergency, there are support system within the organization. Within 24 hours, they will get the additional money. So we have a policy here, which is called as a child care benefit. So 5 years back, our diversity was just 6%. So we was looking at it, we realized that there are so many things which actually stops the women employees from getting it, because we are a banking company, so much of field jobs, people coming here at young age after maternity, they are not able to continue, because of various factors. So we created a policy called a child care policy, where we give certain additional amount to women employees till the time the child achieves 2 years of age. So that extra financial support is actually converting a lot of women employees to continue in the work. So this is an example of a financial kind of a wellness thing which we are kind of providing. Similar to that, from a wellness standpoint, yes, we have insurances, we have a contributory parental insurance scheme also. We provide this online consultation in terms of an OPD or those kind of things are there. There is tie-ups which we have had for the annual health checkup, health risk assessment. And I can tell you, most of the times, these are certain checkboxes for most of the organization, but we are not like that. We really, really encourage people to use all the preventive health related facilities which we are offering. And what the feedback I got from our partners is that we are of the best consuming organizations, both in the learning and in the wellness. Our partners' feedback is that we are one of the best consuming for the employees. So these are the things we are doing. Emotional and social wellness, we are very, very clear. We don't allow any toxicity within the system. But these are the places where generally people will get struggle. People, lack of sleep, having food on time, unnecessary stress, anxiety. These are all due to mostly the work environment. You need to understand that an employee spend around 30-33% of their time in an organization, and the environment should be equally conducive that of a family. So if we done the surveys and all, we ask people, when we talk about Vardhana, what comes to your mind? People say it's family. So people are feeling it as a home, right? How comfortable you are at home, similar comfort we need in office. So that is the thing from a wellness standpoint we are providing to the employees. So that is general feedback we are getting also.
Thank you so much, sir, for this wonderful and delightful conversation. I am sure that people like us and the viewers and the community who is watching this podcast has some great takeaways from this conversation. Thank you for giving us the opportunity. Thank you for taking out time and speaking to us. And we look forward to having more conversations like such in the future.
Pleasure having this conversation. It's a great honor for me. I look forward. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.